joining me in a studio, Taz Adams, and we are talking fashion bloggers. So first of all, tell us what it means to be a blogger and what it means to be a fashion and lifestyle blogger.
I think for bloggers, it's like there's such a different array of what they can actually do. The best part about it is that you are free to do anything you want, actually. So for me, it started with writing, photography. Then I moved on to fashion and beauty, lifestyle, all those type of things. And I think for every single person, you can make it what you want to make it out of it. So, yeah, blogging is amazing. It's like a whole world of just doing what you want, technically, and the world watches you.
But when you talk about blogging, does that include like Instagram?
Yes.
Just explain to me what that means.
I think having a social influence on people, that is when you add blogging with YouTube, with social media, like Instagram, Facebook, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you can actually also have a blog and not really have all the different social media platforms. But at the same time, it does help because you have a lot more engagement on social media.
Right.
And you can share little snippets of what you're actually talking about on your website. So on your blog and that sort of thing. But you can have, I mean, you can post pictures of what you're kind of doing and people get like a glimpse into your life when you're on social media. So when you're on your blog, you can just really go ape.
go ape. I like that.
I love that.
And use a nutty that would appeal to you.
Yeah,
the go ape thing. Just do it.
Just,
not in your news, a nutty. Definitely not in your news. So, so when you started off, if you look at where you started in terms of this process, and I do want to give you, you know, a moment just to tell people the name of your blog, how they found it, etc. But from where you started, from where you are today, and you're not obviously completing your journey, it keeps evolving. Yeah. And you and I have had a conversation, yeah, and we'll talk about some of those things in a moment. But do you see yourself having changed focus? So, you know, you mentioned you started off with a bit of photography, yeah, and you started. How have you evolved as a blogger from where you were to where you are? And where do you think ultimately it'll take you?
Yeah. So for me, I feel like I started blogging a long time ago. Like I started years ago before blogging was really a thing. And then I just started writing and with my photography. And that's what I really started getting myself into doing more, because people wanted a place where they can just find my work, technically. And eventually I became so involved in like a whole lot of different things. I wanted to do fashion. I wanted to do beauty. I wanted to travel and talk about it. And I feel like we can relate with so many people just by actually talking about our experiences in what we're doing. And for me, I honestly feel like the world is so broad and we can do so much with our platforms. I mean, people reach out to us from all over the world and you can work with so many people. You meet a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing that there really is no boundaries. I think we set boundaries for ourselves. And I think because blogging is becoming so big, advertising's changing, marketing's changing, the world of everything's actually changing. You can share that with the world immediately.
How difficult is it to be true to yourself and not to be caught up by what you can see people want? And I know that I've noticed that in my writing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very, very difficult to write what you really believe because you know it's not going to be well received.
Yeah.
There's certain pieces that I know will do, that where I write, that I know will do very, very well, but I feel like kind of cheap.
Yeah.
Because it's an easy win.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have to write those pieces that my core is telling me that I need to write, and I know it's not going to be an easy response. How does, from a blogger perspective, from a fashion blogger, lifestyle blogger perspective, how does that, how do you keep being authentic?
I think it is extremely difficult. I go into highs and lows about it all the time because now that there's so many fashion bloggers and beauty bloggers, they all kind of want to be in what everyone else is doing. So you see one person is working with, like she said, Louis Vuitton or Louis Villacazzi.
That's just terrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
And then you think to yourself, like, why is Louis Vuitton not working with me? What am I doing wrong? And then you kind of try to mirror what the other person's doing and you become so absorbed into competing. Whereas when you actually take a step back and realize what it is you actually want, your message, your truth, it really doesn't matter after that. But it takes a lot of effort to take yourself back and be like, you know what, it's fine that Louis Vuitton's not working with me. It's fine that Spree is not working with me. You know, it's you really just need to absorb in your own self and think to yourself, like, this is what I actually want to do. This is actually where I'm heading. And if you shift your focus from other bloggers doing whatever they're doing, you can be true to yourself, for sure.
Yeah, because it's interesting. Is Kim Kardashian the ultimate blogger in this way?
I feel like she... I wouldn't say a fashion blogger as such, but I feel like she does have a very huge social influence.
Right.
So for her, I feel like everything she does kind of goes viral in a way, and it's... I mean, ultimately, if people think about it, you want to be a household name, but sometimes she doesn't do all the right things or she doesn't say all the right things. But for me, that's her opinion, and it's fine. And that's very true to herself.
Well, that's a brand. That's a brand that she's built, and it probably is who she is. You know, you might like it or not like it, but it is who she is. But is that, in the world of blogging, is that aspirational?
I feel it is.
Who else is your... Who would you ultimately... see yourself, want to see yourself as?
I think Mariana Hewitt is one of the people that I think has changed blogging. She does very authentic stuff, and I think she's not really a viral blogger. She does things that are authentic to her, and she's opening up different brand deals where she's designing things. She's got such a different look, and she has a very pastel shade of everything. So her Instagrams are all in the same kind of theme, and people look at it, and it just makes so much sense because she's completely herself, and I think that's actually amazing. But I do also think that Kim Kardashian is doing well.
I guess the other question is, a listener just asked me the question: can it be dishonest? I mean, if you're approached by a large brand that you actually don't particularly like. You know, you've got to look at, you know, financially this can get me to the next level.
Yeah.
It can certainly give me the publicity that I want. So if, you know, obviously if you like the brand, then it's easy.
Yeah,
if that resonates with you. If it doesn't, it's a very difficult position to put yourself in.
Definitely. I think that also boils down to what you believe in. Because for me, for example, I'm not very big on, I don't advertise alcohol and that kind of things on my blog, because I have a specific brand that I'm also trying to protect. And if you are going to work with, I don't know, Costa Lago or something, I mean, they are huge corporations and they have a lot of money and they can invest in a lot of things for you.
Right.
But for me personally, I think that you need to be so authentic and true to yourself that if you are approached by these brands, you need to think, is this what I want my followers, my readers to actually absorb themselves into? Because what you sell, sometimes people trust what you say. Most times, that's the ultimate thing. Mm. You want them to trust what you are selling. So... yeah, it definitely boils down to your truth, and you need to be strong in that.
Well, you mentioned when we met religiously you're a Muslim. Does that play an important role? I mean, you just mentioned alcohol. Would that be the reason that you wouldn't endorse something that would go against Islamic principles?
I definitely do think so. I am quite religious, so for me it does boil
important.
Down to that.
And I would imagine, therefore, as well, that you would want to be aspirational and inspiring for other young Muslim girls to be able to see, you know what, you can be trendy and you can be religious as well as live an authentic lifestyle that lives in accordance with your religious principles.
Yes, true. And I think that a lot of people don't really realize that you can do that, because there's people kind of falling into the trendier things because it gets them quicker to where they're going. So for me, you need to, I think when it comes to stuff like that, where you put restrictions on yourself, you need to be okay with the fact that it's going to be a slower growth as opposed to being trendy and just going viral.
But what's interesting is as well is you've got to be careful for it not to limit you. And I know from my own perspective, when I do a lot of my writing, the fact that I'm Jewish and the fact that I'm often outspokenly supportive of Israel limits me, because I'm viewed as often as that versus somebody who maybe wants to be a lot broader. So I would imagine you could have a similar kind of a concern that you want to, not advertise, but you want to speak about these this value system that's important to you and important to people who follow you, or a lot of them, but not everybody.
Yeah.
Because you also, it's just as you want Muslim young women to follow you, or men, or whomever, you would like Jewish and Christian and everybody, because it doesn't make a difference to you.
Yes, it does.
As long as you are being authentic as to who you are. How do you achieve that balance?
I think it does get a little bit difficult when it's something, for example, if there is a brand or an alcohol brand, for example, that is promoting something that is really good.
Right.
So they are maybe sponsoring a very, very good charity, for example. Mm. And it's like, I want to be part of the charity, but I'm not. But if you think about like Hashim Amla, for example, he just doesn't have the logo on his shirt when he plays cricket. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are definitely ways around getting what you still want to do. Like, he wants to play cricket, right, but it doesn't mean he needs to be sponsored. So he might get a big cut in his pay compared to other people, but it doesn't really limit him in other ways. Because, I mean, then obviously maybe Islamic brands would be more open to supporting him type thing. So I feel like you might win. You win some, you lose some.
I guess you don't need to wear it out there either, but as long as it is who you are. Yeah. You know, when we followed Salah over the period of Ramadan and he was playing soccer at night and fasting during the day, it was incredible. Whether you were a Muslim or not, you have to admire this kind of conviction. Now, he's not wearing it out there. He's not screaming it from the middle of the stadium. Yeah. But the fact is that that's just who he is.
Yeah. And it opens doors, I feel, in a lot of different ways. You think that it might restrict you in certain ways. If you compare it to something that's like, oh, we're just going to support alcohol, we're going to support this, we're going to support that. It's like, it does open those doors. But if you are not actually going through those doors, you're going through different doors that those people may have not seen. And they'll be like, oh, that would be actually such a great thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, so... Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. What is the name of your blog?
It is Bonafide Blog, which is, it means authentic, real, true. So it's definitely everything that I say.
Well, it is. Absolutely. I mean, you don't need to convince us after that. I mean, we can certainly hear
the authenticity.
Yeah,
Instagram.
You know what? You need to ask some of these questions. This is probably more appropriate for you. Like, you're much more in this world than I am.
Your Instagram?
So, okay, everything that you want to find me on, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that, it's Taz Adams, and also on Bonafide Blog. But if you go to my blog, www.bonafide.blog, all the links to everything is there. So it's just a click away, technically.
Lovely.
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. That's where we leave it.